This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The United States says it's engaging directly with the Taliban to secure safe passage for everybody who's trying to get to the Kabul airport. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman said the U.S. is also reaching out to dozens of countries to host at-risk Afghans while accelerating the evacuation of American citizens, diplomats, and Afghan asylum seekers. By Wednesday, nearly 5,000 people had been evacuated since the collapse of the Afghan government. 2,000 Afghan special immigrant visa applicants have been relocated to the U.S. in recent weeks, according to the State Department. In an interview with ABC News, President Biden said U.S. troops will stay in Afghanistan until all Americans are evacuated, even if it's past the August 31st deadline. The Department of State, said the U.S. Embassy, which has been relocated to the Kabul airport, will continue to function as long as it possibly can. The International Monetary Fund said Wednesday it suspended Afghanistan's access to IMF resources, including around $440 million in new monetary services, due to a lack of clarity over the government after the Taliban seized control of Kabul. An IMF representative said in an email statement that there is a lack of clarity within the international community regarding recognition of a government in Afghanistan, as a consequence of which the country cannot access special drawing rights reserves or other IMF resources. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News.